Hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed, that guy was right. We are solid, conservative, and just plain right here on Right Side Radio. Time now, 2:07 p.m. It is Wednesday, the 18th of May. But you talk about a full show, but that doesn't even touch, like, some of the news that's breaking as we speak and new polls that are coming out about politics. And I got to tell you, at the end of some of these days, I'm like wiped out. I get home, and I told Charlene one day, I get home sometimes from the show, and I'm like, I've got no words left. I got no words. But last night, as the evening wore down, I settled down on the couch with the remote in my hand to watch whatever suited me, because Charlene was out of town yesterday, so the remote got to go to whatever channel I determined, which truthfully really ain't hard even when she is home, because she and I typically agree on most things to watch together. I mean, she can watch Say Yes to the Dress and then turn right around and watch Saving Private Ryan all in one evening. I mean, that's just who I married. Our first date back in the late 80s, we went to see Rambo. And it was her idea, by the way. I married the right woman. But back to my point. Last night, I settled down with my feet stretched out, realized that one of my favorite movies of all time was on. All right, you may have seen it. If you haven't, then I highly recommend it. In fact, any guy out there who's listening who's not watched the movie I'm about to name, I'm going to question your manhood until you watch it. The movie's called Open Range, stars Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall in a great supporting cast. Now, I won't go too far into the movie plot, but suffice to say, it's a movie filmed on an epic scale with huge vistas of the Great Western Plains. Costner and Duvall play characters named Charlie Waite and Boss Spearman, two rough but honorable men that are herding their cattle across the plains in the late 1800s, until they meet up with a rancher who doesn't take to what he calls free grazers. Well, the gunfight at the end has been rated as one of the most realistic and well-orchestrated gunfights in movie history. But while the scenes and the storyline and the cast are all solid, it's the quotes and the lessons that come from the movie that stick out to me the most. I mean, this is a movie that teaches honor and loyalty and grit and hard work. And it also teaches that most elusive of life lessons. The lesson that there will be times in life when you have to face difficulties head on. That pretending adversity does not exist does not make it go away. That allowing bullies to continue bullying does not make the bullying stop. And that truthfully, there's no respect in turning a blind eye when others are being hurt. In one particular scene from Open Range, the movie I'm talking about, the main characters were making their presence known in the saloon, if you know what I mean. And they were well received by some, but not by others. Well, Costner's character was Charlie Waite. And he had just faced down an accuser in epic style and several townspeople who had been living under the thumb of the local land baron who was the enemy in the movie. They were pleased at Waite's actions, but they were also scared. One particular conversation went like this. A man in town said, "It's just a shame what this town's come to." And Charlie Waite said, "Well, you could do something about it." And the man said, "What? We're freighters. Ralph over here is a shopkeeper." Charlie Waite says, "You're men, ain't you?" And he says, "Well, I didn't raise my boys just to see them get killed." And Charlie Waite says, "Well, you may not know this, but there's things that gnaw at a man a whole lot worse than dying." Well, the whole point there is that conflict avoidance rarely works out. That's not to say the world should go around with everybody looking to pick a fight. I'm not saying that at all. The movie didn't go down that route. The underlying story in the movie was that peaceable men who had no quarrel were put in the position of having to respond, and they knew that to not face their opposition was worse than facing it. So they chose the hard route, because hard ain't easy, but hard is usually where solutions are found. Let me say that for you again. Hard ain't easy, but hard is usually where solutions are found. Now, Stephen Pressfield is an author. He's somebody who has work I admire. He wrote one of my favorite books of all time, which is posted on the Right Side Radio website. We have a best reading recommendation list. Now, the book is called Gates of Fire, about the 300 Spartans who stood in the narrow pass at Thermopylae against the mighty Persian army. But he's written several other books, including one that's called The Warrior Ethos. And The Warrior Ethos is just a series of short soliloquies on what traits and behaviors make up a warrior. In one chapter that was titled The Will to Victory, Pressfield recounts the story of a Roman general. And in the story, he says this. He says, a Roman general was leading his legions toward the enemy in a swampy country. He knew that the next day's battle would be fought on a certain plain because it was the only dry, flat place for miles. So he pushed his army all night, marching them through a frightening and formidable swamp. so they reached the battle site before the foe and they could claim the high ground. In the aftermath of the victory, the general called his troops together and he asked them, "Brothers, when did we win the battle?" Well, one captain replied, "Sir, when the infantry attacked." Another said, "Sir, we won when the cavalry broke through." "No," said the general, "we won the battle the night before when our men marched through that swamp and took the high ground." You see, what they did was the hard thing, and the hard thing is what led to the victory. Now, I can't think of a single hero, whether it be real or fictional, where the admirable quality of that hero is based in them having taken the easy way out. In the Army, I had the opportunity to go through training that was significant. One of those opportunities was called reflexive fire training, which, among other techniques, taught us to square off our shoulders to the enemy because that put our body armor in the best position to protect us in a head-on fight. It's a lesson you can use to translate to other areas of life, and truthfully, I wish it would. I mean, right now, just let's take this whole lesson I'm talking about into politics. As I watch our statewide races, I can't help but see that we have candidates for high office right now who refuse to show up for debates and won't come on the radio to talk about their campaigns, but yet they want to lead our communities and our state? That's taking the easy way out. I mean, if you're scared to do an interview as a public figure, then I have to question if you really want to be a public figure, or for that matter, if you have what it takes to be a public figure. In society as a whole, we have sections of our culture who are infinitesimally small in numbers, but who are glaringly making demands that all the rest of society should agree that what is right is now wrong and wrong is now right. And corporations and churches and elected leaders and just plain folks stand idly by, unable to bring themselves to say no, and so it goes on and on. Well, listen, hard can get ugly. Doing right, it can leave a mark. Taking the high road might even make the trip a little bit longer. Another one of those classic lines from the movie Open Range, it had Costner and Duvall's character talking just before they had the big major confrontation at the end of the movie. And Duvall's character, Boss Spearman, said, "Well, it's a pretty day for making things right." And Charlie Waite said, "Well, enjoy it, because once it starts, it's going to be messy like nothing you've ever seen." But take note that when he said messy, it didn't mean don't do it. It was just an acknowledgement on their part that doing the right thing, dealing with their issues with their faces forward, like the Bible says in Isaiah, to set their face like flint, is something that may wind up being messy. But it was the first part of that conversation that really mattered, when Boss Spearman said it was a pretty day for making things right. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. I'm just going to tell you, folks, if you haven't seen Open Range, man, you got to. It'll fire you up. It'll fire you up. It'll make you, you know, proud to be an American. You're going to want to quit your job and go be a cowboy, I'll tell you that. But it's got so many life lessons in it. In my opinion, I think every kid in America should have to watch it and then write a report on the lessons they learned from the movie. It's that good. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, coming back with some breaking news about polls and our big races here in the state. We'll be right back.